What's your first name?
Bernadette.
Do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate that you prefer as we head into the fall?
Yes, Hillary.
Were you with Hillary all the way, or did you start with Bernie?
Hillary all the way.
Are you excited about the possibility of the first female president?
Yes.
I don't hear that a lot from women. I remember how excited we were at the thought of the first African-American president. I feel a similar excitement with the prospect of a female president, but you don't hear women talking about it much.
I think the election isn't about the fact that she is a woman or not. It's really about her qualifications.
And
she's always been very qualified.
This feeling going around about Hillary, you've heard it over and over, you can't trust her and things like that. Is it unfair?
I believe it's unfair. I believe that she is scrutinized a little bit more harshly.
She's up quite a ways in the polls. Do you still worry, though, about Trump clawing his way back?
Oh, absolutely. If the voters become overconfident and don't show up, then...
It's a long way to the election,
way,
too.
Yeah.
I can't let you go without asking you your thoughts on Donald Trump and his candidacy.
Well, it's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. I think people now are having a hangover of what has actually transpired, and people are becoming at least aware that it's dangerous.
Here's my card. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
My show airs Thursday night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. Well,
okay.
That was fun.
Thank you. You were great.
From Right Side Broadcasting.
Either you're not going to have a Second Amendment, you're not going to have much of it left, and you're not going to be able to protect yourselves, which you need. You know, when the bad guys burst into your house, they're not looking about Second Amendments and do I have the right to do this? Okay? The bad guys aren't going to be giving up their weapons, but the good people will say, oh, well, that's the law. No, not going to happen. We can't let it happen.
Here's Queen with the game, 1980 on Dusty.
Open up your mind and let me step inside. Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules. It's so easy.
Professor Brian May on guitar.
My game of love has just begun.
Love runs from my head down to my toes.
My love is pumping through my veins.
Play the game.
Driving me insane.
Come. Play the game.
Ken from Hyde Park, V Priceless, Cherry Pie, Geezerette. The Accu veterans all there. Come and hang out with us on the Accu.
Chris.
Chris, do you pay attention to politics?
Sure, yeah.
You're pretty excited this year? Do you got a candidate that you like?
Not really, honestly. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, but I'm not, like, super excited about it.
Do you think the left makes too much of the things he said? Yesterday there was a big uproar. He referred to the Second Amendment and Hillary Clinton. Some people said he seemed to be calling for violence.
Well, I don't think he was calling for violence. You know, as a big Second Amendment supporter myself, it really scares me the stuff that Hillary Clinton says about the Second Amendment. I'm more concerned about what she will do to the Second Amendment and what she will do when she's in office than the things that Donald Trump says.
Do you think there should be at least some measure of gun control?
There's already a ton of measures for gun control. They're simply not enforced, and everything that's put forth is just nonsense that's going to make zero difference.
Why is it no matter what Obama says or Hillary says that people on the right say they're coming for our guns?
Because if you listen to what they say, that's what they do say. They want to take away our guns. Hillary Clinton, you know, she models what she says after Australia. What did they do in Australia? They took their guns. Massive government roundup of our guns. And, you know, that's what they say. I take them on their word.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Sure, yes. Yes.
Trump's down in the polls now. Can he come back and win it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
What's your message to your fellow Americans?
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, stay positive, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks for your time, man. Yeah. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
All right, yeah.
Okay, take care. What's your first name?
Betty,
I caught you at a weird time. You're waiting for your train here in Grand Central. Do you pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like one of the major candidates?
Yes.
Who do you like?
Hillary Clinton.
All the way?
All the way.
Did you vote for her all the way, or did you like Bernie, too?
I wanted her all the way.
You never bid on the Bernie bait?
No.
You never felt the burn?
Nope.
Do you really, truly like Hillary? You're settling for her.
Oh, I like her.
You think she gets a bad rap? They say you can't trust her.
She's gotten a bad rap for all the years she's been in public life.
Do you think she's going to do it, or is Trump going to claw his way back?
I hope not.
What do you think of Donald Trump? Just a quick impression.
I think he's dangerous.
He's truly dangerous.
He's a very dangerous man.
What do you fear most if he were elected?
Everything that could go wrong will go wrong, just by the fact that he just said to the people who own guns to, you can do something about Hillary Clinton and her judges and everything. That's dangerous.
Are you enjoying any of the Olympics?
Yes.
What's the event you like most?
Gymnastics.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. So far we're doing so good. What's your message of peace and summer love to our listeners on WFMU in New Jersey, here in New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU?
I wish peace for everybody and happiness.
We can find it, right?
Right.
Nice talking to you. Here's
Thank
my
you.
Card. Tomorrow night at 6. I'd almost forgotten this one from 68. This is People with I Love You on The Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you. Glad you've taken the time to tune in.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. But the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say.
I should tell you. I love you. I do. The words should explain. But the words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. The words should explain, but the words won't come.
I should tell you just how I feel, and I keep trying. But something holds me back when I try to tell you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, yes I do, I love you. I love you, I love you, yes I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say.
I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. The words should explain, but the words won't come. If you could see what you mean to me, the words should explain, but the words won't come.
I know how hard I try to tell you
I love you,
but something holds me back when
I try to tell you I love you, I love you, I love you, yes I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, yes I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say, yeah.
A cool event tonight at the Red Room at KGB Bar, 85 East 4th Street in Manhattan. The WFMU Literary Guild reading original stuff. Dave Hill's even going to read, I understand. Try to check that out if you can.
I love you.
We're here in Grand.
on Central Station. You got your Mets cap on. You still believe.
Of course I believe. You have to believe. Even when they're not playing well, you have to believe more.
They had a great team last year, but boy, that Kansas City just wasn't going to be stopped, were they?
They were really unbelievable hitters.
Any thoughts on A-Rod and him leaving the game? I know you're a Mets fan, but you must know the Yankees somewhat.
It's a complicated situation. He has tremendous talent, and he kind of squandered it by violating the public trust using PEDs, and it's a shame. I think he's made some progress in rehabilitating his image, but suing his employer and the league and violating that public trust is sort of hard to recover from, so I think he's sort of seeing the consequences of that.
MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I love this game, and I love this team. And today, I'm saying goodbye to both. I was 18 when I broke into the big leagues. I never thought I can play for 22 years. At 18, I just wanted to make the team. No athlete ever ends his career or her career the way you want to. We all want to keep playing forever. I want to thank Mom, who's watching at home, and my daughters. Thank you for your support. You've been through so much with me. And I especially want to thank the fans for letting me play the game that I love.
Paying attention to politics?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do you like this fall?
Hillary.
You're going to go Hillary. Have you been with her all the way, or did you dabble with Bernie?
No, I wasn't a big fan of Bernie's.
I'm not sure how old you are, but this question interests me. Did you vote for her when she was running against Obama?
I did not.
Do you feel good about Hillary? You feel like you have a good candidate there?
I do.
We hear a lot of negatives.
There are a number of flaws in the political system that I credit Bernie with making progress in exposing. Elements of the system supported by Citizens United, for example, I think create a lot of potential conflicts, the appearance of conflicts. I think that political players do a very good job of framing the conversation in things that could otherwise be innocent, and it's really hard to understand what the truth is. And so I don't believe most of what I hear on either side. I think Hillary's a very smart woman. I think she's dedicated her life to our country, to the government, to making things better for all of us. And while I don't think anyone is perfect, I think she'd be a very effective president.
What about Trump? Yesterday we heard his reference to the Second Amendment and what sounded like at least a vague allusion to some kind of violence.
I think in every generation there are things that are perceived as being outrageous. I mean, I remember hearing things like Tippecanoe and Tyler too is a very kind of confrontational statement.
In its day.
That being said, I think that challenging the validity of the election so far in advance when there's very little evidence of any kind of voter fraud, it sort of attacks the heart of the credibility of the American system, and I think it's dangerous. I think a lot of his language is code for other things, and I think he's a dangerous guy that's not experienced. And if you spend your time making hiring decisions, you generally make those based on the experience and credibility of the person that you're evaluating, and he wouldn't succeed relative to Hillary by most of those measurements.
Do you think he can claw his way back? Somehow these things always seem to get dramatic at the end.
Yeah, listen, I think there are a lot of people that are very unhappy. He's tapped into that. I think there are a lot of people that are, my friends are here.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, good luck.
What's your final word to all our listeners?
Vote for Hillary because she's going to be the most qualified.
Here's my card tomorrow at 6. Hope you can listen. So much going on. The Jets start their preseason tonight. The Olympics are on. Politics, you never know what the Donald say next. It's been crazy, hasn't it, the politics?
Had we met at a different time, we'd be perfect for each other.
Here's Grace Jones from 86 Nile Rodgers. So good to hear Grace, isn't it?
I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you. Now I'm right on time. I'm
It's hot here in Jersey. Get up anyway, though. Let's dance a little bit.
I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you.
It's raining outside.
While racing, thinking about it. Don't waste it, thinking about it.
It's raining and the sun's shining.
I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you.
What's your first name?
Yvette.
Yvette, you said you haven't quite decided yet who to vote for.
Yeah, I mean, on a normal basis, it would be clear. This time, it's very difficult. There's a lot of opposition.
Do you not trust Hillary?
I do trust Hillary, and she's going to be my first choice.
What do you think about Trump?
I try to be open-minded and equal and give everybody a chance, but I think he has passed the line. He's passed his boundaries and many, many opportunities that he's had to gain popularity.
And you think if he'd run a straight-ahead campaign, he'd have a better chance to win?
I think that his comments are extra, and we are not in the world to entertain that right now. We have many other things to worry about.
What's your biggest concern in the world today? What troubles you most?
Is the love that we are missing among people. You know, the love for each other. You know, everything that's happening all over the world, not just in his campaign states.
Have we lost some empathy or caring? What's going on?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's
what
more self-centered. It's more self-centered. And he has the power to be part of this campaign. Will he be a good president? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I am hopeful. But right now, we only have two people to select, so my vote is for Hillary.
So if you could have a third term of Obama, would you take it?
Absolutely. I like him as a person.
What would you tell him if you had a moment of his time?
I say he's done a great job.
Are you a Michelle fan, too?
Yes. They're just real people. That's it.
What's your message to our listeners? A quick message of peace and love.
We need more love. We need more love in this world. I mean, every day when you turn on the news, there's nothing but negativity. I think the media also has to change. Let's bring some good things to the
public. Have I been really negative?
You're just doing an interview.
I know.
Okay. I got to go now. Catch my train.
That's fine. Here's my card.
Okay.
Tomorrow
Thank
night
you.
At 6. I hope you can listen.
Great.
From CBSN.
So the stakes have never been higher. I am humbled and moved by the Republicans who are willing to stand up and say that Donald Trump doesn't represent their values. Not only as Republicans, but as Americans. We may not agree on everything, but this is not a normal election. And I will work hard for the next 3 months to earn the support of anyone willing to put our country first.
Dick.
What's your first name?
Dick.
You're very nice to stop. Do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer this fall for president?
I'm not sure. You know, there's so many variables.
Yeah, you haven't picked one yet between Hillary and Donald Trump?
Maybe a third party. I'm not sure, you know. But I kind of have to, you know, weigh all the pros and cons.
A Jill Stein or a Gary Johnson,
I have to, you know, learn more. You know, I have to know people who are a little bit more informed.
What are your impressions of Hillary?
Hard to say. You know, though, politics, really hard to say.
Do you trust her?
Maybe, maybe not.
What about Trump? Is he as dangerous as some people think?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Probably not, but hard to say.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what's your message to our listeners? You're in a hurry here. I know you are. What's your message to our listeners?
Well, just stay confident and vote with your heart.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Here's Canada's Edward Bear from 73. Close your eyes.
Green, she came back home last night. Asked her where she'd been. She said, I've been around the world and it almost did me in. She said, I hope you didn't wait too long. I have no sense of time. See you written last song and I realize it's mine. Think of all the times we talked, sing a nursery rhyme. Close your eyes, I'm right beside you.
It's nice, isn't it? A nice sound.
Run for miles, you know I'll find you.
It reminds me of
cause it's
old summertime.
Same. Change your lovers, change your name. If you need a friend, close your eyes, I'm back again. Came back home last night, seemed as if she'd changed. Said that she'd go back to school and try things once again. But she knew it didn't take too long till she lost her way. And all the reason in the world could see she couldn't stay. As I helped her pack her things, it didn't hurt to say, close your eyes, I'm right beside you. And run for miles, you know I'll find you.
Do you hate
cause
this?
It's all the same. Change your lovers, change your name. If you need a friend, close your eyes, I'm back again. Cause it's all
number three in Canada, 27 in the U.S. back in 73. Talking right over.
Close your eyes, I'm back again.
Emily.
What's your first name?
Emily.
Emily, you're from the States.
Yes, I am.
And this guy's from where?
England and Canada.
And how do you know each other?
Well, he's my fiancé.
Is he really? Are you guys living the long distance life now, or are you living here? How long did it take you to move over?
Well, I'm still technically not a citizen or resident, so...
But you're paying attention to our politics, I bet.
Yeah, a little bit.
Who do you like?
Well, not Trump.
Yeah. Now, how about you, American? You've been paying attention here. Who do you like?
I like Hillary.
And what do you like about Hillary?
I read that Ezra Klein article recently about how she listens, and that resonated with me.
A good listener. Is that important to you?
It is.
Because I've jumped right in. I'm a terrible listener. But did you like Bernie at all?
I did like Bernie.
Yeah, did you vote for him in the primary?
I did.
Now you're going to vote for Hillary, though.
Yes.
What about those people who say, I'm done, Bernie or bust, I'm voting Jill Stein now?
I think it's a little bit of a privileged position. I think there are other ways to support the causes that you believe in and that Bernie championed.
Is Trump amusing to you, or does he seem dangerous?
Well, both. I think that he's a really great source of gossip. It's really fun to talk about all the horrible things that he does, honestly, and I think that's how he gets so much attention.
Do you think he could claw his way back and win this thing?
I sincerely hope not.
What do you fear most about a Trump presidency?
His violent nature.
What's your message in closing to the people across the pond in England? Your man is from there. What do you want to say to those folks that listen? We do have British listeners.
Specifically across the pond? Say encourage your American friends to not be so crazy. I don't know.
What's different about a British man and an American man?
I don't know. A little more chivalrous, perhaps?
You think so? Those old world manners?
Maybe. A little bit of tradition.
Mighty excited, I imagine.
Yes.
An American woman.
I'm very excited, yes.
What's the best thing about American women?
I don't know. I like this one specifically.
How are they different than the birds over there?
No comment.
You better not. You guys have been great. Here's my card to share amongst yourselves. Tomorrow night at 6, you better tune in.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
From United Artists.
You want me to tell you something? As far as I'm concerned, the whole British race is practically finished. Hey, what are you stopping for?
Get out of this machine.
Get out? I can't. You're crazy.
It's my machine. I'll do as I bloody well please.
Well, no,
out.
I'm awfully sorry. I've been very edgy today, and if I've said anything about England, I apologize.
Glad to hear you say so. I must say, if I had the grievous misfortune to be a citizen of this benighted country, I should be the most hesitant in offering any criticism whatever of any other.
Wait a minute. Are you knocking this country? Are you saying something against America?
Well, the whole bloody place is the most unspeakable matriarchy in the whole history of civilization. in all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture? I'll wager you anything you like, if American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight.
This is Moon Martin. Anybody remember him from 79? This is Rolling. Doctor, Doctor, give me the news. He wrote that one for Robert Palmer. Fabio just left. Miss him already. Moon Martin. I like the sound of this. Nice tight production.
I said,
What's your first name?
Jeff.
Jeff, you were a good sport. You said, sure, I'll talk about the election. You've been paying attention?
Somewhat, yeah.
You got a candidate that you like?
Not exactly.
Which way are you leaning?
Trump.
You've heard all the stuff about the negatives about Trump. What keeps you in his camp?
Well, one is I really don't like Hillary Clinton.
What is it about her?
Don't trust her. I mean, not that I trust any of the candidates, really, but I don't know, there's something about it that just seems really untruthful.
You can't put your finger on it?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't feel like you have to.
It's not the woman part.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
What about Trump? What is it? How's he connecting with you guys?
Well, I guess I consider I'm a business person, so I think that, like, well, first of all, I don't think he's probably actually as crazy as some of the stuff that he said. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like with Clinton, we probably just get more of the same, kind of another continuation of the past 8 years. And I think that, you know, I don't think we just blindly need change for the sake of change. I just don't think we've had a very great 8 years. I think in terms of the economy, I think there's a greater likelihood that he might actually have more of an impact. Well, we'll see.
You had 16, 17 people running for your side of the aisle at the beginning. Did you like anybody else?
Not in particular. I guess I really didn't really know a heck of a lot about all 16. I mean, I guess you start to develop a little bit more of a feeling as they start whittling down, because when you reduce from 16 and now you're down to two, they get more face time. You get to hear more about what their policies are. No, nobody really excited me in general.
We point our fingers at each other a lot, right and left. Do you feel animosity for the Democrats or not?
I don't. I mean, I think, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm biased. I feel like the Republicans kind of get a bad rap. I don't feel any animosity towards my fellow Americans, you know. I wish the country was more unified in general, regardless of the candidates, regardless of who wins the election, regardless of what party you identify with, if any party. I personally don't feel any animosity. I try to stay away from social media, and that keeps me...
And radio.
Calm. Yeah, yeah.
What's your message to your fellow Americans as August is in full swing?
say, I don't know, this not sound cheesy, but I mean, like, love your fellow American, I guess, you know? I mean, just, we're one country, regardless of personal background, family background, regardless of candidate that you like or party affiliation, I think we just need to move forward as, you know, country.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yeah, I think it's important to maintain a positive outlook, because if you're not positive about something, you can have that self-fulfilling prophecy, and then you'll find the negative in anything. So stay positive. That's another message.
You're a good man. Nice talking to you. Here's my card.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow
thanks.
Night at 6. I hope you can
All
tune
right.
in.
Great, thanks. All right.
From CBC.
You know, in New Hampshire, great state, they have a tremendous heroin problem. I said to them, we will stop the drugs from pouring into our country from the southern border. We're going to stop it. And by the way, we will build a wall, which is needed. Walls do work. Walls do work.
The 90s been working lately. I guess they've come back around, haven't they? This is a good one. Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden, Dusty Show. Nice sound, Chris Cornell vocals.
Sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Man, this grunge sounded pretty good. Who was your favorite of the grunge crew? Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Wildcard, Queensryche. Screaming Trees. Tad.
Hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear.
All songs on this, Dusty, edited to 229 Kevin, this week.
Kevin.
What's your first name?
Kevin.
Now, you must be a little interested in politics, Kevin. You stopped.
Yes, I am.
It is one thing a lot of people will talk about. Do you have a candidate that you like as the election's drawing a little bit closer?
I do.
Who is it?
Hillary Clinton.
Have you been with her all the way?
I have.
Yeah. What about Bernie? Did you like some of his ideas?
Very much so.
Uh-huh. Trump, does he scare you? Is he dangerous, like they say?
I think he's very dangerous. He does scare me. I don't think he's a thoughtful person, and I cannot imagine him being commander-in-chief.
There's a lot of struggling people out there. What is it that he's tapped into? Is it anger?
Definitely. There is a lot of anger, disappointment, and struggle that's real. However, I don't think his solutions are what the country needs.
What would you say to that Trump voter to let them know you get it, what they like?
I think everyone gets it. I think people understand that a lot of Americans haven't benefited the way they should have and are disappointed, and their life has not gone the way we all think it should. And so the anger is real.
but he's not the solution.
What those on the left see as racism, bigotry, even allusions to violence, are those real or are they distorted by the media?
I think you can listen to what the candidate says and judge for yourself. I think the media...
It's always going to try to spin it.
Yeah. Well, the Republican Party always says it's the media, but as far as I can tell, much of the media is also fairly conservative. People should read and listen and judge for themselves.
The job Obama's done, are you pleased with the president?
I think when you look where the country was in 2008 where it is now, overall we're in better shape.
Why should we vote for Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think she's very intelligent, she's worked hard, she's prepared, and the alternative is someone who has not worked hard, is not prepared.
She is a woman. Are you excited at the prospect of giving a woman a go at the presidency?
That doesn't excite me personally as much, but it will be historical. I think it will be a great role model for a lot of young girls, but that's not the most important thing. You know, gender is not the reason you should vote for a president. Ability is the reason you should vote for a president.
In closing with you, we've got a lot of young listeners on the station. What advice do you have for a young person just starting out in life? Maybe something you learned along the way.
Work hard, prepare, and when you get to the age, vote, because your vote does make a difference.
And have some fun along the way.
Yes.
Good talking to you. Here's my card, upside down. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you can listen. It's online and on the radio.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
What's the radio station?
WFMU in Jersey City.
From CBSN.
Yesterday, we witnessed the latest in a long line of casual comments from Donald Trump that cross the line. His casual cruelty to a Gold Star family, his casual suggestion that more countries should have nuclear weapons, and now his casual inciting of violence. Every single one of these incidents shows us that Donald Trump simply does not have the temperament to be president and commander-in-chief of the United States.
Oh, you too. Now, you were proud of your daughter. I thought you were sisters, actually. But what'd you say about her?
She went to New Hampshire and followed the primaries and campaigned for Bernie Sanders with her AP government class.
As part of your schooling?
Yeah. Our class went up to New Hampshire. We got to choose who to campaign for.
Did you actually see some of the candidates?
Yeah, we got to go to a Bernie Sanders rally, which was really cool.
I bet that was exciting.
Yeah,
a lot of energy.
It was.
Did you like Bernie?
Yeah, I did. But I like Hillary, too.
You mentioned your first election's coming up. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to vote for Hillary?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. What do you think about Donald Trump, just fairly? What do you make of him?
I'm not a big fan, personally.
You're being very nice, I think.
Yeah.
How about you, Mom?
I'm a big Hillary fan. I think Donald Trump is utterly unqualified to be president of the United States.
Have you been with Hillary all the way, or did you vote for Obama when he ran against Hillary?
I voted for Obama. I honestly don't remember who I voted for in the primary, but I know I voted in the primary.
And are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yes, I am. I think it's a great country.
What makes you that way?
It's the best place to live in the world. I mean, we have a lot of freedoms here, and I think it'll continue under Hillary.
High school graduate, where are you going to be in 10 years? What's your dream?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's how I felt.
I really don't know.
I still don't know. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Who are you voting for?
Of course, we vote for Hillary.
Yeah, the whole family here, is that what I'm seeing?
I hope so. We're all sane, so we're going to vote for someone sane.
There's no black sheep in the family, no conservative there?
No one's admitting it.
That you argue with it during the holidays?
Thank God, no.
Thanks for your time. Nice
Have
family.
A great day.
Here's
thank
my
you.
Card. My show's
sure.
tomorrow night at 6.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I hope you can listen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The band is Paris from... That's totally wrong. The band is Metro from 1977. Bowie recorded their song Criminal World, you might remember. This is Paris. I'm Clay Pigeon on Dusty. Long hair on your twice.
Panaki.
What's your first name?
Panaki.
Panaki, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate that you like this fall?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary. Did you like Bernie in the primaries?
I liked him. I don't think his thoughts are politically feasible, but I would agree with all of his policies.
What do you think about the way the media in the United States handles politics?
I think the media is responding to what people are looking for. They're looking for sensational sound bites. I mean, I think it's what the people want. I don't know if it's any different in any other countries, but people are kind of focused on what they want to see, and that's why we have Fox News, and that's why we have MSNBC and, you know, other things like that.
What is your news outlet, your favorite?
Well, honestly, most of my news is either from Facebook or on my phone. There's an option to flip over to the news section, and I get news that way. But I would say it's probably 95% on Facebook.
What are your thoughts on Donald Trump? He's just been a lightning rod this election. We hear all kinds of things about him. What's your take?
So originally I thought, you know, he's kind of joking, but now I'm thinking it's not a good thing, and I'm hoping on hope he gets trounced to kind of show the country and the world that it's not really something we want in this country.
Whatever ball he set into motion, will it keep rolling after the election, even if he loses?
I think they're going to go away. I think part of that is just them thinking that knowing who he is and getting involved with that, I think they're going to go back to some other type of candidates.
You seem like a smart guy. Sympathetically, I bet you do understand some of the anger of that crowd.
Oh, totally. I'm where I grew up. I grew up in West Virginia. I know people who are feeling left behind.
A lot of coal people? Or?
Yeah. Trump is telling them that they'll get their jobs back, and even though they may not believe him, they think, oh, maybe he's saying things I want to say.
You watch the Olympics at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel patriotism for the United States?
Yeah, I would say I do. I like root for my U.S. people, but now I think a little bit more about like the world and how being nationalistic kind of is some of our downfalls in the world.
Has nationalism outlived its usefulness?
Just for me, the educated liberal group, people thinking about it a little bit more, like just like we're thinking about racism and sexism a little bit more. But I think most of the world don't think in that way. I think
there's. Where'd you get your college education?
I went to school at University of Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, so it's a pretty conservative school, I'd say. I'd say most people aren't voting for Trump, but they would vote for Bush. I voted for Bush when I was in college. Yeah. So.
What's your message to our listeners? A message of peace and love here in the heart of August.
My message is: you think things are bad? They've been worse before. Things will maybe get better later. They might get worse, but things are going better. People are nicer. And the world is getting better.
That's a nice message, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow at 6, I hope you can tune in.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's also online as well and a podcast.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
Me too.
From the National.
We are going to make America great again. We're going to start winning. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America safe again. But never, ever forget, we are going to make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America.
This is Laid Back with White Horse. They're from Denmark on The Dusty Show. Party's coming up at the top of the hour. TNP follows.
If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. White horse. Don't ride the white horse. White horse. Don't ride the white horse.
No, no, no.
Did you ever ride the white horse? It's been a long time for me. Long time. Geez, probably 28 years.
If you want to be rich,
you got to be a bitch.
And I'm not crazy about that swearing.
You got to be a bitch.
I said rich.
Rich.
You bitch.
Let's try a little dancing. Come on, you guys. Of you to stop. You like politics a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah. Who do you like heading into this fall?
Hillary Clinton.
You think she can do it?
I hope so.
Yeah. Do you worry about Trump clawing his way back?
I do.
What is it that you fear most about a Trump presidency?
The idea of having a president that doesn't have a firm set of beliefs, I think, is a little worrisome. And someone that is as insecure as he seems to be and has gone out of his way to block press credentials currently. It'd be a scary thing to see a White House press room with maybe a couple people from Fox News, maybe a couple papers, but basically a two-thirds empty room because he's, I think from what I understand, that the president could actually take away press credentials within the White House. So it'd be an interesting and probably scary thought.
You think he could still win?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
What about Hillary Clinton? We hear the negative things people say about her. You can't trust her, things like that. Did she earn any of that? Or?
I think so. I think, unfortunately, her and her husband have not at all times handled themselves the best that they could have. I think when Bill left office, he went and did the speaker circuit and made a lot of money. Some of that was to pay back their legal bills and other things that they had to do. Do I wish that Hillary wouldn't have done every speech that came her way for as much money as she did? Probably in retrospect, it was maybe not of the best ideas on her part. And some of the things that the Clinton Foundation may or may not have done to gain access when she was a secretary. But I think throughout her career, she's shown herself to be a serious person who's well thought out and can make big decisions. So I think she's certainly the better candidate at this point.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
An accountant? A bean counter?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you like it? Do you like math? Have you always had an aptitude for that kind of thing?
More so. I think that's more so where my aptitude lies, yeah.
Do you like statistics, or once the day's over, do you think of other things?
When the day's over, I try to think of other things, yeah.
What's your hobby?
Reading, sports, going to the movies, things like that.
Name a good book for us to read.
Last book I read was, I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name, Winslow. It's called The Cartel. Don Winslow, I think, is the author's name. It's about the drug war along the Mexico border, and it's a pretty interesting read, actually.
We need to legalize drugs.
The idea of seeing people openly use drugs is a scary thing, but I think certainly the way we've gone about fighting the war on drugs in the last 20 or 30 years is a resounding failure, so certainly a change is needed to some degree.
Did you ever inhale?
I have, yes.
Not now, though.
Not now, no.
Pretty straight life, a little booze now and then?
Now and then. I'm getting old in my later 30s, so yeah.
Later 30s. What's your message of peace and love? An August message to our listeners all around the world on WFMU.
Just ask that everyone takes this election seriously, and even if you don't think that Hillary's handled herself in the best way, voting for Trump as a protest is a mistake. At the very least, maybe stay home this election, but voting for someone that's that dangerous as a protest against Hillary is a mistake, and I think hopefully wiser minds over the next couple months will prevail.
You love America?
I do.
Thanks for your time, man.
Sure, no problem.
All right, here's McCart. Tomorrow at 6. Hope you can tune in.
Yep.
From NBC.
In the middle of the pool, Katie Ledecky. If she looks to her left, she'll see Sjöström coming at her. Sjöström takes her. Does she? Ledecky holds. Ledecky holds. Ledecky and Sjöström. Ledecky looking for another gold. Ledecky's going to do it. 200 metre gold to Katie Ledecky. What a race. What a victory for Ledecky. Two golds.
It was just a little summer shower. It didn't even last an hour. And there in the garden in the rain, our love bloomed once again like a flower. 'Twas just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane, a touch of color 'neath skies of gray.
These are the sportsmen on Dusty.
The raindrops kiss the flower beds. The blossoms raise their thirsty heads.
From 1958.
The perfume, thank you, they seem to say.
I was born that little baby at Clay that year, 58.
Surely here was charm beyond compare.
Born with forceps and a lumpy head.
Maybe it was just that I was there.
See, now I'm getting warmed up and it's time to go. That's how it works. I stunk today.
It was just a garden in the rain. But then the sun came out again.
And ACU didn't even talk about politics. They hated it. You guys hate the politics. Horribly.
Just a little summer shower. It didn't even last an hour. In the garden, in the summer, in the rain.
Talked over my own thunder sample. It's a metaphor.
What's your first name?
Greg.
Greg, do you pay attention to politics?
Not lately.
Not lately. What's caused you to turn away from it? Just too busy?
No, who's running?
Really? You don't like either one of them?
Nope.
Which way do you generally lean? Democrat, Republican?
I'm more of an independent, but probably Republican.
Mm-hmm. Did you vote for Romney or McCain?
Yep.
Yeah. And not Obama?
Nope.
Do you think he's done a poor job as president?
Yep.
What would your major complaint be?
Just the direction the whole world went. I mean, all the crap that goes around and the judgments that are made before anything's determined. You know, it's not the way I think it should be.
I'm guessing you don't trust Hillary.
No.
You wouldn't vote for her in a million years.
No, it's another Obama.
As the Republican primaries went on, you had a lot of candidates. Did you like someone else besides Trump initially?
I liked Cruz.
You liked Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just couldn't overcome that Trump momentum. Do you think when the day comes around, might you vote for Trump just as a Republican?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm more of an independent, so I have to go with what I feel at the time. You know?
What are your thoughts about Trump today?
I don't know. I think he's kind of a loose cannon.
Are you hopeful about the future of the United States?
I'm worried about the future of the United States.
What worries you most?
The politics. Everything about it. Everybody looks out for themselves. They don't care about anybody else.
You feel that way about Washington? Are you disillusioned with Washington?
Oh, yeah.
You still love America?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your hero, man? Not in your family. A person living who you really admire.
That's a tough one. The easy one would be to go with my father. I have a really good friend I grew up with who's Marine Corps all the way. And he's a great guy.
So, are you an ex-Marine?
No. Anybody who serves and will put their life online for us, I respect.
Did that bother you when Donald Trump had a run-in with Mr. Khan, the Gold Star father?
I think it was kind of blown out in a different way. Anything he seems to do, the media seems to twist in a different way. And anything that happens democratically, the media doesn't seem to really report on. They just kind of touch on it.
You think there is a liberal media bias?
Oh, yeah. I honestly think the best news you can get is podcasts or, you know, independent people.
You have somebody you like?
No.
You're searching.
Yeah, I am.
Well, here's my card, man. You have found it. The Dusty Show on WFMU. I hope you can tune in tomorrow at 6 to hear yourself and a whole bunch of other Americans sharing their thoughts on the political process.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Radio handshake. Take care, man. Good luck.
From Right Side Broadcasting.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what.
This is X. They're going to be in town Saturday night. Irving Plaza, I think. The 13th of August, is it? I wonder if X, and what's the whole band? Billy Zoom. What is it? DJ Bonebreak, John Doe, X. Hungry Wolf. Marcel's in here filling in for Joe Duffy, sitting in, running the Hardy thing. Produced by Ray Manzarek of The Doors. You knew that, though. Hardy's up next, TNP Paulus. I'm so glad you guys have been here today. 66 piddling comments. I flagged. She needs some kind of rally next week. Different angle, maybe. Frederick's likes this one. This is from his era way back in the day. Gizaret, Melinda, so nice on the Accu. Soothing words of friendship. Thank you, gals. I love that. It made me smile. I do feel as if one or two of you like the old bird. Do the Charleston. I'm doing it on the radio, Marcel, aren't I?
Just
yes.
I'm
doing it. I'm doing it.
Doing well.
Oh, Jesus, this is the end. I forgot. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That's it for the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, take care. Stay tuned for Hardy and all the news to follow with the TNP. And always remember.
Audio Connection presents Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White.
I love to reminisce. Who doesn't like traveling down memory lane?
In the 2010s, a new radio show exploded onto the airwaves. This unexpected one-hour show somehow managed to be funny and not funny at the same time.
You don't use a time machine to go to a high school reunion, man. That's cheating.
I don't know how many listeners we had. There's no way of knowing. So if we were a success, nobody told us.
I run into Miracle Nutrition fans in the darndest places. Like last year at the Miracle Nutrition Con. They really like the show. I try to tell them, hey man, we don't even like it.
People think our listeners are weird, but they aren't. They're odd. There's a technical difference, like between a moron and an idiot.
Most listeners of our show didn't realize what they were listening to, and that has always worked for us. A good show is like good adhesive. We just won't be sticky. Tacky, maybe. But what was it about a show described as Southern inspirational data that resonated like that bridge that shook itself apart? How did this show that goes out of its way to say nothing come about? To answer that question, we'll have to go back in time to trace the connections between all the players. It starts in 1970, with Hardy White writing for an obscure radio sketch comedy show called First Thing That Pops in My Head. I was writing for Pops in My Head, and I heard a Lou, but we'd never met. Lou was stevedore, magician, and poet Lou Register, who began his career in a very different way.
I was doing magic on stevedore radio to pay for my education as a poet. It was difficult, but it helped me learn radio.
Producer Don Bourgeoisie remembers it being obvious that Lou and Hardy would get together.
They shared a headspace. They literally were the same person. So it was inevitable that they would work together. If you knew the one guy, you knew the other. Almost no exceptions.
1,000 miles away and years apart, Baruch Butchie Spinoza was a main player on Sop Chaplin's One a Pompous Hour.
I was the everyman character. Sop was so out there that they figured he needed some kind of foil. So I yelled, "Tin!" and they hired me right there. Before that, I was just a radio writer.
Their paths would still not cross until years later, when there was a phone call. Butchie was working on Hi, I'm Plump with Ditch Hallens and Crupert Watt, and so I thought, there's no way he's going to come do a pilot for a show that no one will ever have heard of.
I had a parent in the war, and so I'm like, I don't need this. And I went to work with Peter Manick at Fever Pitch.
I knew that Lou was going to go to Fever Pitch with Peter, and everything Peter touched was hot at the time. Now, you wouldn't say nowadays it was hot. Like, I hate those real short pants.
But with Hardy leaving the show Troll Happens on My Watch and Happy Month and Lou on hiatus from the Jack Taylor, the small opportunity was shaping up. But would Butchie gum up the works?
They really wanted me for Miracle Nutrition, and I was still doing Plaster Poop Your Mother Has Spent Like Game Money Foil the Ruth Is Afoot with Jackie Lee and Deborah Moformal, and it was such a sweet gig I thought, I'm busy, you know, but then...
Then everyone died, and Butchie was free. So it's Hardy White, Lou Register, and Butchie. But they were missing some gaps. Though he died in 1982, actor Hans Conried has been shamelessly imitated by unimaginative voiceover artists and other ghoulish soul thieves for years. It was a perfect fit for a show that was unselfconscious about its lack of originality.
Hey, look, everybody, it's the Baron of Baltimore.
Hello, friends.
They figured they weren't above grave robbing, so they stole me and Ed Horton from the Jay Ward Stockade.
Which is like stealing Gone with the Wind and trying to pass it off as your own.
With those familiar voices rounding out the roster, Miracle Nutrition was ready to go. But there was one major snag.
All of us were decades apart. We were all living in different times. In 2012, Butchie had been dead for a decade.
It's true, I was long dead when they started the show, but that's the beauty of time travel.
I was living mainly in the 80s, so I kind of knew Hardy by reputation, but I'd never really heard of him. Did I hear of him yet, or did I go back in time and hear of him and then hear of him in the future? I never said any of that stuff. That's not me, and none of that happened to me.
What is this, Hardy?
Oh, it's from another possible world. It's a documentary about our radio show.
What radio show?
The one we have in another possible world.
Weird. I sound like a dick.
We're all professional entertainers?
In that world, yes.
And people are interested about how we met and did a show?
I guess.
How did you get this?
The time machine is being weird and taking me to possible worlds, not just actual ones. I was listening to the radio and taped this when I heard it was about us.
It's weird to think about.
In 2016, the episode Radio Connections aired to no critical acclaim. But there was one thing different now. The boys had gone from not realizing that they were actually a radio show to realizing that in at least one possible world, they were on the radio.
First of all, radio is no big deal to me necessarily. So I wasn't that impressed when I heard I'd done well in another world or whatever. But I was concerned that I didn't sound very grateful to the listeners in this documentary. Am I an ingrate in another world? Man, I'd love fans if I had them.
I never thought about being on the radio, but I loved weird radio stuff when I was a kid, like those low-watt traffic alert stations on the highway.
I think things changed the most when Lou and Butchie realized we were all really living our lives as entertainment, or more importantly, that we really didn't have lives.
I had no idea I wasn't a separate entity with likes and dislikes and a history. That part was a shock. But knowing now that I share a consciousness with other people and that it's all in the context of some sort of show, well, that's pretty heady stuff.
I had this feeling I wasn't an actual person. I never felt super complete. Now that I know I'm a character on a show or something, that makes perfect sense.
It was from that point on that Miracle Nutrition was born.
That is so messed up. So in this other world, I'm not even a real person? I'm a made-up character in Hardy's head?
No, it's not in my head. I'm in someone's head, too.
That's all very spacey-wacy science phantasm-y, but in this reality, I am a person of short stature with kidney stones.
Well, it's all interesting to think about. And to be honest, the time machine could be making all this up. Am I right, Hardy?
Well, that's right. A possible world. I mean, when they think every possibility creates a possible world.
If you're a modal realist.
Yeah, I guess so.
What?
What I'm saying is, yeah, I mean, we might be characters in this other world, but we're definitely ourselves in this one.
Unless we're not. And we're really puppets. Elaborate marionettes without strings. Can you imagine that? Are you a puppet? Maybe you are. Oh, I hope I'm a puppet putting on a funny play and not hitting a lady or something. That's some of those puppet shows that show you as a kid. Say, punch, don't hit Judith. Don't hit one another at all. Oh, it's funny, though, seeing things hit one another. Oh, I guess so, but gosh, don't let it be you. See, none of the Mr. Rogers puppets were hitting one another, and they were funny. Well, I wouldn't say they were funny. They were funny like an opera's funny. But that's beautiful, moving, or something like that. Oh, my puppet